Welcome to A Fair One with Telco Proper. I am Tommy Pope with my man Shane Gillis.
What up?
What's up, boy?
What up, bro?
You got that Mechanicsburg Club shirt?
Mechanicsburg Club shirt's back on.
Yeah. It's been a month.
A lot of people were wondering. I got a couple tweets. Where's that polo you stole from your dad?
Oh, yeah.
We need to see it again.
You look great.
Thanks, man.
Dude, you look really great.
You look great.
Thanks, dude.
Woo!
Before we start, I want to say...
Yeah, hair.
Okay, no, you know what we should? We should
good.
Keep complimenting. Thanks, man.
Do this again. You were doing that earlier.
Yeah.
Woo!
What's up, dog? We got headshots, too.
Guy looks like fucking WAP Superman, dude.
What do you say about that, Mechanicsburg? Call the fuck in, Mechanicsburg, if you represent. The number is 1-877-962-6846. You guys can call in whenever you want if you want to chime into some of these great topics that we're going to hit. Also, there's a live chat room that you guys can... talk shit on, and we'll address that as well eventually. But today's for us and the daughters.
Today is about us, and it's about the dogs.
Yeah, daughters.
And daughters.
It's national.
More a dog guy.
It's National Daughter Day, and I want to tell you about what I saw in a coffee shop.
You gonna tell me about a daughter in a coffee shop?
Yeah, there was a little baby girl in a stroller.
Baby girl?
Little baby girl. Not yours.
No. You talking about my baby girl?
No, I wouldn't do that. Right. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't ever disrespect you like that.
Thank you.
And this dude kept coming in. She was babysitting while working. That's how young she was. She was about like 16, 17. And she has her baby.
Is it Hispanic, correct?
Actually, yes.
Nailed it. That was an easy one.
Yeah, yeah.
The fucking stroller while she's working. Easy.
Because she's hard working. She's hard working.
Easy money.
That's what you mean by that, right?
Yeah, of course.
So she's positioning the baby by this, it's a French patisserie where they have croissants and danishes and stuff through a glass.
This is so fucking gay, dude.
No, that's not gay. This is about a French patisserie.
That is gay. No, don't fucking do that.
How often do you do that? This is, huh?
How often do you go get croissants?
I didn't say buy the croissant. I'm saying there's the purpose of this.
You're at a patisserie? Is that what you're calling it?
It is. I'm being very descriptive because what is about to transpire, these details matter.
These aesthetics matter.
So there's like a clear plastic all the way up that protects the Danish, right? So the baby's just below the Danishes. So this dude.
Protects the Danish.
This dude walks in and he is, he's fuming. I don't know what his deal is. I don't know. I just.
Can I go ahead and guess this one?
Yep.
I'm going. Sounds like a black guy. Yeah, nailed it. he just walks in fuming.
Fuming.
Easy.
And she was really like a really sweet girl, and I was like, oh, and I finally deduced that was the father because he came in a couple times and he had different energies each time. So he'd come in like 5 minutes, and I'm just at the table having a coffee, and then he'd be like, and then he's looking at the stroller and he's like, this fucking bitch, and then he would leave. He'd come back 10 minutes later. And finally, his final entrance was he took his coffee that he had to wait for me. This is the first – let me backtrack. The first time I got my coffee, I went in front of him because she was purposely slowing his order so that she could help the customers that were paying. So he's fucking livid behind me, and I'm like, why is this guy being such a dick? I'm just coming to get my coffee. Then I figured out, oh, she's ringing him a little bit, you know?
What's that?
It's a ringing him. Not jerking him off. No. Just fucking.
Oh, those jabs?
Yeah, jabbing right in his face.
I thought you were jerking.
No.
Look like a side hand.
He's on the other side of the croissant.
Which would be a disrespectful thing.
Out of respect. You don't.
That would be disrespectful if she was like.
Maybe that's I interrupted it. I was like, can I have a coffee? So finally he comes in, takes his iced coffee about 10 minutes later.
He gets an iced coffee?
It's an iced coffee.
I would have guessed white guy after that detail.
Walks. No.
Not a black guy drink.
It's a humid day. It's everybody drinks iced coffee on a humid day.
Black guys don't.
Really?
Black guys don't drink iced coffee.
I don't know if that's true. I kind of disagree with that. Anyway, let me tell you about the finish.
What'd you say? Everybody drinks iced coffee. Oh, Big A, don't be.
That's true.
Come on, man.
So he comes back in and just throws the entire cup of coffee on the poor girl working.
He what?
He throws the whole cup of coffee on her, and he's like, I'm a broke bitch. I'm a broke bitch. I read your Instagram. I'm a broke bitch. And everybody is like stunned. There's like 15 people. Now, in a normal scenario, I was like, oh, shit. Like, you know, you don't interrupt something like that until it becomes a scenario where it becomes violent. So she's protected by that space. This is what I told myself. Like, you know, you did the right thing by not stepping in. You don't step into a family's scenario unless it becomes violent. Because I thought about it for hours. I'm like, man, you are a fucking pussy. You didn't even stand up from your little cappuccino. I should have stood up and be like, hey, pal, why don't we pump the brakes? And he would, fuck. And I'm like, no. And I would have sat right back down. It's fine. No, it's fine. That chick's a bitch. You know?
Yeah, fuck that bitch, dude. What'd she do?
Fuck that bitch. Fuck that iced coffee. Fuck,
you know what's interesting?
Fuck the croissants.
Fuck all those croissants in here.
Croissant.
But for real, that black dude got an iced coffee because it was premeditated. He knew he was throwing that shit, throwing it, not trying to catch an assault charge with some burning coffee.
Yeah, but he drank halfway down, and I think it fueled him.
Because it's delicious.
I said, no.
It's delicious.
It fueled him. He got that caffeine in his...
Nah, that shit was premeditated. Nah, that's why you saw a black dude drinking iced coffee.
Nah, because it came out of him. He was, like, hesitant. He didn't know what to do. He was so furious because that Instagram post that she posted was an hour into the day by the time he first showed up. This guy kept coming back and forth, and he'd whisper above the croissant glass. He'd be like, you say something. She'd be like, fine, okay. And then finally, it was coffee time for everybody.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. She got it on daughter day.
On daughter day?
On daughter day.
So wait, do you think that this lady had her daughter at the coffee shop because it was National Daughter Day?
No, I think because she had to call her mother in, unfortunately, and her sweet
mother. How much do you fucking know these people?
I was just sitting at a table within 10 feet from them, and I could tell it was the mom because the chef had to come out and cover for her, and she was crying because she was wearing a white shirt and she had to change. She had to call her mom to check on the baby, and all the while, I sat down and did fucking nothing. Yeah, well, I'm over it. I don't know why you guys brought it up.
Every day, me and Tommy both really usually have nothing on our schedule. And I'm always, I sit on the couch all day. And Tommy's like, I'm going to go work. Just sitting in a fucking croissant shop.
Yeah, doing the same thing without an Xbox.
Watching black people fight.
I gotta talk about something.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah.
Better have a topic up front.
You gotta.
What?
What happens now?
Oh, shit, dude.
You want to take that call?
Yeah.
This is Mike. We haven't spoken to Mike in a while. Mikey! Angry Mike.
Breaking my fucking balls when I don't call for a while.
How you doing, pal? You haven't called. You haven't called him.
Some kind of douchebag or something?
I don't think you're a douche,
angry.
Mike.
You are angry.
Call me a douchebag?
Probably.
That was Tommy. Sean. I wouldn't. And my name's Shane.
I probably did.
No. I'm going to call you Sean. You know why? Because when's the next Nazi fucking gathering with that fucking haircut, by the way?
Have a date, man. Have a fucking date. Tell them your date in Boston.
Next Wednesday at 8.
Tell them your date in Boston.
Oh, yeah. Right. September 29th at the House of Blues in Boston.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to know. Are you going to wear the swastika armband or no?
What's going on, Mike?
Yeah.
What happened? I was the one. I'm
I
a fucking.
Know. I mean,
I'm
what
friendly to
you.
Is
you guys think I'm so angry.
So you
did
call
you not
in?
Listen
and
to the last
shit?
10 seconds?
No, I mean, you know, your buddy, that lookalike Ed Sheehan, that fucking douche from last week.
Oh, Brian Six?
You're like, yeah, he's a douchebag. I'm like, you like high school kids sit around and say, oh, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, we all agree.
Do you have your own opinion?
This is, you know, we did miss you. We did miss this consistent level of anger. You're being angry about saying that you're not angry, and that is a whole nother level.
I'm not angry, dude. It's called breaking balls.
Well, you got to get better at it.
Maybe you're from Philadelphia and you take it that way, but, you know, I was born in Dallas, Texas, okay?
Ugh.
And then I moved to New York.
That's why you suck.
I take a joke as the way a joke is. You guys are ridiculous. You take it personally.
No, really? You just have to call. Like, we like when people call in and they have a purpose of calling in. They have something to add to the story other than just running down the line of busting tits. You got to bring something to the table,
so
and then we'll smile at your
I'll
terrible
talk to you,
jokes.
Hope. Good. What do you talk about?
What?
See? What? It's Philadelphia. What?
All right. I mean, see you, Mike. Call in next week with your nonsense.
Mike, I'm still a fan, dude. Keep up the good work. For real, I think you're the man.
Holy shit.
You want me to take the next caller?
Yeah, you can if you want.
All right, I'll do the talking
on
the
next
caller's
one. Not going to be fucking him. He's the only hell we have.
Call him back in. I'll be like, yo, let's talk this through. Not your fucking, what? What'd you fucking
Every
say?
Time he calls in, he's like, ah, fucking Pope, you're fucking...
It's funny.
Look at you with your nose and eyes like the rest of us. What are you, being a faggot all the time? And Shane. It's like he never says anything.
I like it.
All he does is bust tits. It's his fucking National Daughter Day, Mike.
He calls
Isn't
in.
Isn't it?
He calls in. Mike tells it like it is. Calls you fucking gay.
Oh, fuck off, dude.
Usually says, I'm the man.
I know what you're doing.
He usually calls in.
I know what you're doing.
He's like, Gillis, you're hilarious.
I am not gay.
You're a pussy.
I am not gay, Mike. I'm fucking not gay. Hell yeah,
yes, dude. There it is.
Now what's up? Now what's up, Texas? I want to suck your dick, Mike.
Would you suck Mike's dick?
I want to suck your dick. Yeah, I bet. What do you think Mike looks like? I bet he looks like Beezer.
You think he looks like Beezer? He
looks and sounds like he would look like Beezer.
Yeah, true. They do have a similar voice.
I bet he's a skinny, balding, aggressive drinker that hangs out in his basement even though he has eight other rooms. I bet he just, like, he drinks hard and watches reruns of, like, Cheers. You know what I mean?
That sounds like...
Empty boxes of Cheez-Its he sleeps on. He's got little dents in the back of his neck from leaning on old cereal boxes. Just a real fucking animal.
I bet he's handsome.
Here we go.
I bet he has a good life. I bet Mike sells Hondas.
Yeah, you think he's a car guy?
Nah, if you think of him during the day, he's like, you want to buy the car or not, you faggot?
Look at your wife. Look at your wife. Are you kidding me with this wife? Huh? What's that, an extra 30 pounds of shit in there?
I love he calls it. He's like, I'm just breaking balls, guys. Yeah, come on.
She's not going to fit in this Corolla. You need a sedan. A little longer. A hatchback for that pig. Huh? What? I'm just busting a wife's balls. What's the problem with busting a ball? She's fat. She's fat. National Daughter Day, guys.
An interesting callback.
Yeah, it was good. I'm just trying to realign. Just trying to realign this positive energy, man.
Yeah, man. I had a good weekend.
Tell me about it.
Brought my new bitch home. I was supposed to bring her to the dirt track in Mechanicsburg.
That is home.
Yeah. We were going on a date. I was going to take her to the dirt track.
It's a dirt track.
It's a dirt track?
Yeah.
It's where you race cars.
Oh.
Yeah.
A real
dirt track. It's called Williams Grove Speedway. You can fucking Google it back there.
Damn.
Show the people what's up. It's actually a pretty sick speedway.
You sit in like the bleachers
There's bleachers. There's an infield. It's actually kind of fucking...
Sounds cool.
It's awesome. Yeah. Wait till you see it. We got to go sometime.
Fuck yeah, dude. I'll absolutely go.
You can see the lights of it over the summer from my parents' deck.
It's that big.
Backyard. It's nice. You
are
can
they
hear it.
Four-wheelers? Like a,
Yeah, they do have. Yeah. Sorry, I was about to be a cunt to you.
Why?
Did you hear that? I was like, yeah, well, they do have four wheels. Yeah, I was about to be
that.
A dickhead.
I understand that.
Yeah. It's like sprint cars. Like sprint. They have the.
Real box cars, like fast ones.
Yeah, they're fast as fuck. It's not like NASCARs, but it's like. They have the fucking.
Spin on the back? Spin on the back?
On the roof?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, giant go-karts.
All right, cool. There we
go. Fast as fuck go-karts. And so we were supposed to go on Friday, and I was real excited about it because it's a great trip and it's a good date.
Yeah.
Taking some fucking city chick to Canicksburg Dirt Track, let her know. I had my camo picked out.
Hell yeah.
But then some guy fucking died.
What do you mean?
Thursday.
On the track?
Yeah, he crashed and died.
Holy shit.
And so it was canceled.
Yeah, but wouldn't he have wanted the show to go on?
That was my argument.
Yeah.
That was my argument.
You know, they played baseball the day after 9/11, so...
Did they?
Yeah, you're fucking right they did. We just move on here.
Did they?
Yeah.
September 12th?
September 12th, there was baseball. Yankees played, I think. I have no idea about that.
I'm calling you out on the Yankees.
No, we played... I feel like we played somewhere in the nation. Probably not Dallas, but somewhere...
All right.
Legit, you know.
But yeah, so then the dirt track didn't work out. Look at that. That's what it is, dude. Williams Grove Speedway.
Yeah, that's what I said, the fin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he. Yeah, yeah. That's...
It's fun. And then one of those guys fucking took a right
and died. Did he go like this?
Probably.
Into the net?
I hope. Look at that.
Wow. Hell yeah.
That's it. So yeah, we didn't get to go to that because some fucking idiot died.
And they canceled it the next day.
Yeah. They canceled the whole weekend.
Well, tell us about the rest of the weekend. Did she come up on Friday?
Yeah, we went on Friday to my parents' house, which was nice. She got to meet my fucking...
The big boy?
Yeah, she got to meet my dad. And
yeah, was he pickled?
Yeah, he got fucked up. The whole family got blacked out.
Yeah. Friday night before the wedding? Yes, dude. Was he nervous?
Yeah, my family was nervous. I could tell. My family was real nervous. And then, but what was really funny, was he nervous?
That's being sarcastic. Yeah,
yeah, everybody was real nervous.
Because you were in a relationship before her, this is the first time, yeah. So I imagine the family.
The family was nervous.
Yeah, I imagine.
It was in a long enough relationship where they could kind of be themselves, and then I bring back a new chick, and they're all like, one time in third grade, Shane, he did this thing. Like, it was just nonstop.
Revert back to, like,
nonstop stories.
Growing up hack stories.
But then, It went well, except at one point she got in an argument with my brother-in-law,
your girl?
My Egyptian brother-in-law. We had a couple drinks, we were outside by the fire outside, it was nice, and we're talking, my brother-in-law, he's kind of religious, but he's Egyptian, and he's Coptic Christian.
Yeah, I know. Good guy.
He's got cross tattoos on him, because in Egypt, the Christians there have to get crosses tattooed on themselves so that when the Muslims come to cut your fucking head off, they can't deny it. So, like, you'll see that a lot in, like, North Africa in the Middle East.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Christians will have, like, a cross here, and it's crazy shit. But he actually has one on his wrist. And then he gets in an argument with my girlfriend about she's into astrology. And she was like, I think, honestly, astrology is more valid than religion. And I sit there like, oh, fuck. Fuck, we were doing so good, you idiot. Why would you bring that up?
Did he go out of hard?
He didn't go out of that hard, but when it was just me and her, I was like, you know, his family had to leave Egypt because of religious
astrology
persecution. Yeah.
The astrology was so
tell
hot.
You what, ISIS and the Muslim Brotherhood were being some real Capricorns and cutting people's heads off.
Somebody opened a fortune cookie in Egypt, and he was like, I get out of here. Or however they talk.
Oh, whoa. Look at all these.
Yes, dude. This is what I'm talking about.
Oh, this is what we're talking about.
Look at this guy.
Rocco wants to talk about fucking Harrisburg baseball?
Baseball.
Fire it up, dude.
Rocco.
What's up, boys?
Hey, buddy boy.
How we doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Hey. Love the show. 13-time listener, first-time caller.
Nice.
Just wanted to reach out to Shane and see if he thinks the Senators are going to be able to take Altoona and make it into the playoffs.
I'm worried about fucking Erie. I'm worried about the fucking Sea Dogs coming in hot. Where are they at? Where are they sitting at?
They're like fourth. We got the curve ahead of us, man.
I think the Sens will take them. Fuck the Altoona curve.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. A little harsh.
Wait, you like the curve?
I'm from Altoona.
You're not a Sens fan?
I just
want to
know what you Mechanicsburg faggots think.
Hell yeah.
I think the Sens look pretty. What are the, I don't know. I'm not following it. Where are the Senators at right now?
You're hurting me hard, man.
I know. I'm sorry. I used to follow it. I used to go down there back when the Senators used to be fucking great.
That's a great stadium out on the island and everything.
Right on City Island. I took my last girlfriend.
Is there a chance someone's going to die in that stadium? That's the only way I'm going to this.
There's always a chance in Harrisburg.
Yeah, I was going to say Harrisburg, yeah. You actually probably...
Risky?
Someone's probably got murdered out at City Island recently. I took my last girlfriend to Bryce Harper's debut as a Senator.
Oh, nice.
4th of July, fireworks.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a double in his debut.
Stud, dude.
That's
I hate
him. Better than the death race.
What's that?
But that's better than a date at the death race, I guess.
We're going.
Yeah.
We're going to set it up.
Yeah, man.
Bye.
All right. Hell yeah. Great phone call.
Rocco, thanks for calling in, buddy.
It's awesome, dude. Fuck the Altoona curve. Shout out Harrisburg Senators. Get your fucking dicks wet. City Island, what up?
That's minor league, right?
Yeah.
Is it double A, triple A?
Double. I think double.
You feel good about it? Tell me about the wedding, and then we'll take Scotty from...
Tell you about the wedding?
Beantown. Yeah.
It was nice. It was like... weddings are fucking gay.
Who was it? Your cousin or something?
Yeah, basically. My cousin.
Yeah, but it's
family friend.
It's
but,
a big deal, though. You're showing her off. This is your new pony.
Oh, yeah. Bringing her out was fucking nice.
Yeah.
23, fat old ass. Mm-hmm. I was like, yo, fucking get out there, twerk in front of all my relatives.
Yeah.
Show your ass.
Your dad pickled again.
My dad started to get drunk. Once he got drunk enough to be like, good boy.
What'd your dad wear? Does he wear like pleated khakis? What's your dad's outfit?
Nah, he wears a suit.
Yeah?
Wear a nice suit? Yeah.
White shirt?
Fucking pleated khakis?
Yeah, I could see your pop wearing pleats.
Nah, man, my dad looked good.
Yeah?
I would have sucked his dick if she didn't.
Yeah?
But no, it was good. Yeah. It's not gay if it's your own dad. Everybody knows that rule. If you suck a relative's dick, it's not. I've been watching mad incest porn.
Have you? Is that a real thing?
Incest porn?
I know it's a real thing. About you. Is that like your thing?
Yeah, I mean, I've been watching it. I watched a stepsister that was a nurse today, and this her friend, her stepbrother had a lump on his balls, and she was practicing, so she wanted to check it out, and she made him fucking coom all over the place.
What do you mean practicing?
It was a porn, dude.
Practicing
she's
what?
Practicing working on people's balls. What?
She's a doctor?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I missed that part.
In the porn?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, don't try to fucking...
No, I wasn't. I was just saying.
Put the chapstick down. I'm talking to you about incest porn.
This is very important.
Don't put...
You're getting all worked up.
Dude, if somebody puts lipstick on while you're talking about fucking...
It's good quality.
It's uncomfortable.
Good quality stick. I've been locked into a mature porn for the last... I'm going to go 5 to 8 years. Solely mature porn. I mean, it's bad. I go right to search, and then I find other search brackets within mature porn.
What's mature porn consist of?
I would say 50 and older, 40 and older. 40 to 60, 50, 30, 35. I'm going to keep going lower so it's not creepy.
You ever see like a fucking geezer dude fucking a chick?
Yeah, I'm not
into
that.
I hate that.
No, that's gross.
That's the worst shit.
It's gross. It's
but
weird.
If you're a geezer, it's good.
No.
I mean, if I was a geezer, I'd want to see myself represented.
I think there is a. I think there's a diagram where you the older you get, the younger you want, and the younger you are, the more fascination you have with an older woman.
Absolutely.
But I've been, what I'm saying is I'm locked in.
You're locked
like
into
I'm
older.
I'm older enough to the point where I should start going.
You should revert back to.
I should revert. I should go.
Teens.
I go back, yeah, back to BB Girl. But I'm going still.
Yeah, BB Girl.
I'm still paddling my boat towards the old wrinkle.
You like wrinkled old?
Not wrinkled. No, I don't mean it like that. But I like a mature face. I like a mature body where it's like a little off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like a.
Banged up.
Like a crushed can. Just, yeah. But not smash can, just a little crush.
Amazing.
A little dent. I want a little dent in my can.
Yeah. Amazing that these women have made it this long. You know what I mean? Like, if you're mature and doing porn, that's crazy your body held up.
That's not true.
That's like the Brett Favre of sucking
exercise.
Dick.
It's exercise.
It's exercise?
Yeah. You got to go up.
What are you talking about?
You got to go up.
Exercise? Or
that's what
did
they
you
call
try
it.
To mean,
that's what they call it.
Are you sure you didn't?
I did it on accident once. No, I think that's what keeps them healthy. They just keep getting worked and it's good cardio.
Keep getting plowed around?
Yeah.
I bet that shit jars a lot of your internal organs loose. I've been watching ladies take poundings. There's no way. It's like it's got to be like playing in the NFL.
Are you into the olders?
I'm not into the olders.
No, not at all.
What the fuck? No, I'm not into the olders. I'll fucking watch a. I'll watch a fucking geezer take one on the chin every once in a while. But oh, here's a great story. Speaking of taking one on the chin, this is really funny. This happened earlier today. I was. This is a lot. So. Anybody that knows me, like family-wise, turn off. My sister watches this sometimes, so don't fucking keep watching this. Turn this off. So this morning, I start FaceTiming with baby girl.
Yeah,
she hops right in the shower. We're FaceTiming
on Face. Wait, what?
On FaceTime, puts her fucking phone in the shower.
See, the youth, this
youth,
is what the young kids,
these kids.
Yeah, these kids are
first
up.
First off, she FaceTimes me all the time.
Yeah, it's weird.
And I'm from here, just. It's fucking rough, dude. If you're getting this, like, well-lit at night, like, what are you doing? She's out at, like, a bar. I'm like, what?
Is it a laptop or a phone that she put, like, posted?
Phone. She just put up her phone. We're FaceTiming. She gets in the shower.
You also have to know that she's been doing this for years. You know what I mean?
Nah, this was her first time. Undoubtedly. Definitely her first time. Shut up, Tom.
Okay. No, you're right. You're right.
A dickheaded thing.
I don't know. It's the first thing I think of. I just wanted to talk about it. Maybe... She has experience with it.
I don't think she has because she was fumbling around the phone putting it in there. She was worried about it.
She was wondering where.
She's like, she literally said, "I've never done this ever, and I've only ever had eyes for you." And I said, "Thank you." And I said, "I'm going to make cum for you right now."
And then, first time ever.
Yeah.
First batch I've ever made.
So then,
hopefully, it's sweet.
So then we're in the shower. She's in the shower and she's, you know, getting nuts.
Yeah.
And I didn't ask.
A little noodle dance?
Jerk off? But I felt weird because I'm holding the phone and I'm like, pretending not to.
Just shaking.
Yeah, she was shaking. And I was like, I gotta be honest with you. I've been jerking off for the last like 5 minutes.
Yeah, she knows.
And she was like, yeah, I could see the fucking camera shaking, especially because my face must have just been like.
I love to think that she was just telling you about her day the whole time you were being off.
Well, at first it was. At first she wasn't doing anything sexual outside of just showering.
That's, yeah.
You know what I mean, though?
Yeah,
like, it wasn't like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she was like talking to me and shit, and I was like, what? I can't, the shower, I can't hear a fucking thing you're saying, but this is great. And then, so then things get heavy.
Yeah.
She gets into it. I'm into it. And then
How'd the shift happen?
Right when I was like, you know, I've been jerking off this whole time.
That's
she
what
was like, yeah, I know. And I was like, you ever use that fucking shower head?
Oh, that's a good
now
move.
We got a fucking, yeah, now that's it's a party. And then right when I finished, dude, come nip the chin, dude. While I'm on FaceTime, my own jizz, like, it's the chin.
Really?
Landed, like, right here. And I was like, move this screen. Dude, I was FaceTiming with someone and gummed on my own face.
Dude, that's first
today, of, earlier today.
You have that firepower?
8 hours. Well, at that moment, I did. This was a big build.
Is that a record?
And I was laying, and my dong was pointed. I was staring straight down the barrel of that thing.
Dude. I have a terrible squirt. I mean, I am a leaky faucet. It doesn't ever power off.
Well, that's because you jerk off fucking 5 times a day.
You think if I waited a week?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Save up some.
Okay.
I'll just drip it out of you every fucking 10 minutes.
All right, sober October.
Yeah? Yeah. Like, I'll bet you don't fucking go 2 hours after this show without coming.
I'm jerking off right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. The fucking screen's shaking. Oh man! Look, we're losing callers.
Yeah, we did lose one. let's get Scott from Boston, then we'll bring in our guests.
Bring our guests, yeah. Scott.
Yo, what up, Tommy?
What's up, boy?
Yo, what up, Shane? What up, Bull?
Yo, what up, Bull? What up, dog?
You gonna go see Shane Boy this weekend in Boston?
We'll see. Fucking.
Thanks, bro. Thanks for the support. Thanks, man.
I'm just chilling with my baby lady right now.
Oh, you got baby lady. That means
hell yeah.
Yeah, nice. What's going on?
I'm fucking ringed up, boy.
Hell yeah. You got married? You ever come on your own face?
Like 2 years ago.
You ever come on your own face?
When I was a kid, yeah. I had cum on my face all the time.
You were fucking crumb all over your face? I fucking coomed on my chin earlier today.
I heard. I fucking laughed my balls off.
Oh, nice.
Anyway, the question I wanted to ask you is a couple weeks ago you mentioned Mike Matei. Is that the same Mike Matei from Angry Video Game Nerd?
No.
No, it isn't, because this is this dude, he makes these fucking hilarious comics on the internet. Well, he used to, back in like fucking 2003, where like the punchline is like, he says nigger.
Oh boy.
And I presume Scott from Boston is black.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, all right, good. You're black. That's an acceptable thing really, you just did.
Really bring Boston to the table, Scotty boy.
Totally acceptable what you just have done. It's good talk. God damn it, Scott. What are you doing?
Scott, really.
Don't do that.
Really throwing a wrench into this daughter day.
I know you're just kidding. This is one of Tommy's fans, by the way. This is what happens when these guys get on the horn.
This is Mike from Dallas. Scotty, do you have
all
a question? That
you'll
was the
talk
question.
To you later.
All right,
hi,
cool.
Bro.
See you, buddy. All right, let's bring in our guest.
Yeah. You want to introduce?
Hey, Chris, have you ever been brought up to a call like that?
No.
Yeah, this next guy's a very funny comic from Philly and one of our really close friends, Chris O'Connor.
Looking at the screen.
Grab his thing. We rehearsed this.
Yeah, you fucked it up. You fucked it up, bro.
All that rehearsal.
Yeah.
Huh? Dude, you thought he was listening.
I was fucking listening.
That was my bad.
Yeah.
What's up, buddy?
Nothing much. How's it going?
It's going well. You can adjust that if you want. Yeah. You know how seats work, right?
Come here.
Every seat's different. All right.
Come on in, man.
Come
right,
here.
Take it easy. I'm comfortable.
Show how comfortable.
This is my old roommate.
I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable.
Show how close you are.
This is happy to be part of the show.
Chris is gay. Yeah.
Chris is not gay.
Chris is our first gay guest.
I can confirm this.
I
she the man.
Yeah, I've had a gay week though.
Yeah?
Gay out in the woods all week.
What were you doing in the woods?
I was in Denver doing shows.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Oh, wait, which camera do I look at?
You don't have to look at any
camera. I want
to,
like,
that's
mug.
Red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was in Denver doing shows. I was out in Boulder, too. And I met what I think might be a baby girl.
You met a baby girl.
I did. I had a very
just
good
so
week.
The viewer knows, a baby girl is any chick that's under 23 or, no, 25.
Yeah.
25 or younger, you're a baby girl. If you, after that, you become a baby lady.
This is 25
you're
on the
you're more
nose.
Into mature baby ladies.
Maturbies.
Maturbies.
Why is, well, yeah, why is that?
I don't know. I've always been. I've
always?
Always, dude. Always.
Always older than you?
You never wanted to fuck kids.
Never once. One time I was at a dirt track.
Have you seen what 25-year-olds look like now?
Yeah, they're great. But they're, yeah. In terms of just sexual.
Well, it depends on which
sexual
one.
Sexual fantasy.
Yeah. Right.
You also forget. Yeah. You forget what they look like.
Yeah, yeah,
until
yeah.
Until you're face to face.
Yeah. And then it's
fucking also, 23-year-old and it's like.
And then it's really upsetting to see where you're at.
Yeah.
When your
yeah.
body's close to, wow. like.
And it's yeah. also based on experience where, like...
Do you have a belly? Or do you have abs?
I do well.
Do you have abs right now, or are you...
No, I'm in between stages.
You're fucking bulking.
I have a belly.
Yeah. I'm
bulking. I've been bulking for fucking so long, dude.
Yeah, dude. We just cooked a pound and a half of chicken before we got here.
And I ate, like, six chicken thighs and the big fucking bowl of rice.
We're bulking for Denver.
Denver's gonna be great.
Yeah, wait, are you guys going out there?
No.
Tell me about this girl.
It's amazing out there.
Is this real? For real? I mean, obviously it's new.
It's pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty good. It was also just like, you know, she's like healthy and like runs and does yoga and like runs in the mountains and stuff like that. And I'm gross. So it's nice hanging
around with
someone like that. Yeah,
Chris, despite the way he looks, like Chris looks like a, yeah, he looks pretty well put together. Normal person. He is a sack of shit.
What's all quiet anger that's burning off?
It is, dude.
Calories.
It's nuts. You got
that sneaky fucking weird anger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just triggered him. Right in your eyes. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
What I meant was you are the type, if I didn't know you like I do, I'd be like, oh, that dude is, he's not someone to push. Because you
oh,
look like
yeah,
you
but you
snap.
Can. You can push
I
me.
I push him pretty constantly.
Well, you push everybody constantly. But you look like you can really, really snap.
We've had a couple meltdowns.
Yeah, we had a pretty good meltdown once.
Yeah, yeah. We've had two. We had
can't
two
bring
or three.
Up that one. I still feel bad about that one.
We've had
but,
two or three.
You know, Shane. You just
yeah, I beat him once. So I'll bother him. I'll bother
unbelievable.
Him for like a month. I'll fucking bother him for like a month. And then he finally spazzes. And it's always something kind of not worth spazzing about.
No,
but it's
no,
just
no.
been such a constant fucking like everything he does. I'm like, yeah, that's fucking gay. Look at you. Dude, you're so gay.
Yeah, you know that.
And finally he spazzes. And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, take it easy.
Whoa,
yeah.
dude.
And it's too small.
Yeah.
Why don't you pump the brakes a little?
It's like True Detective. It's like that scene. There's a scene in True Detective where Woody Harrelson's like trying to think of ways to get his wife back, and Matthew McConaughey is just like, "Yo, I do not care." And he's like, "Jesus Christ, you are the Michael Jordan of being a son of a bitch." And that's literally like every time I think he can't be a bigger piece of shit.
You think I can't be a bigger piece of shit?
Yeah, but I'm in there. I'm in there making it happen.
You're right in the fucking trenches of being a piece of shit.
Yeah, I'm in there. You're girl, all right? Yeah, let's have a...
We're having fun.
Yeah, are we? I'm not yet.
Really?
Let's hear about your lady, your new girl.
Yeah, she's...
How'd you meet her?
I met her. She came... We dated. We went on a date.
You met on the internet.
Yeah, we met on the internet, and then we went on a date. Yeah.
Did you meet her after a show?
Hinge. No. No, I met her on Hinge.
Before
I was at a show. I was at a show in Fort Collins, which is north of Denver.
You had a couple poppies, and you were like, womp, 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 womp.
No, I was just like talking to her, and then I needed a place to stay. I didn't have any, like, I didn't have any place to crash while I was out there at all. So I was like flirting with her, and I was like, "Yo, can I stay at your place?" And she was like, "No."
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah. And
I thought you were going to say yes, and I was like, damn, you met just a whore?
No. She's like, no. And then I found a place to crash, and then we met up in Denver the next day, and like went around. I had like all my luggage and shit with me, and we were just like going around.
So what do you want to do?
Crazy. Yeah, yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. And when she showed up, she was like, yeah, she's so much. I thought she was going to be like, nope.
And now you guys are in love?
Yeah, now we're deep in love, yeah.
And now what are you going to do? Are you going to move to Denver?
I want to. I want to move to Boulder. So
yeah, you got that Boulder vibe.
I'm going to do it.
Come
what?
Here.
Yeah, yeah, I'd come here, but. But I want to. Dude, hiking
every
day.
You know how fucking dumb you'd be?
Every day, every day.
If you moved to Boulder, that's gay.
Every day she would wake up at like...
Yeah, don't fucking give you that. I know you're
I
fucking...
I love Boulder.
I know you
yeah,
do.
I love
fucking
Denver.
That Boulder face.
Love drugs. Yeah, yeah, fucking...
Yeah, he hotboxes that studio every fucking week.
Yeah.
You get tired of hiking real quick, dude.
Are you a big hiker?
Oh, no, no. I suck at activities. I'm a big smoker.
Oh, yeah. But everyone out there is doing activities. If you're not doing activities, it kind of sucks to be out there.
I did hike when I was out there. I almost died. I mean,
really?
Not from anything particular, just hiking.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's what they do. They like shotgun beers and then climb a mountain. That's like what people do out there. That's their life.
So I like it.
Well, why? It just,
I loved it. It was great.
So what's your conversation with her as of late?
Actually
super interesting to me.
What do you mean, as of our conversation?
Like, since you left, is she like, I felt something too?
Yeah, 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 yeah. We had like a big, we do, yeah, yeah, like I said, yeah. We had a big airport makeout. We had an airport makeout.
Way to just totally fucking
no, I mean,
shit.
I because,
have you ever had feelings for anybody?
Yes, yes, yes. That's what I'm speaking on. This is,
really?
I was.
It sounds like an
was,
alien
no,
trying
I was going
to pretend.
Back in my world.
Had, so you fell in love? What's yeah, that like? Is that when you trick them? And then you fuck them and you trick them, right? It's like, no, you love them.
As long as they're older.
So, yeah, which, does she tell you that she has feelings when you're in love? Yeah. Yeah, no, we were, it was, like I said, the whole week. I met her on Friday, and then we just, like, we would hike to Vistas and just make out.
Hike to Vistas.
We'd hike to,
out.
Yeah, it was,
imagine
saying
it
was
that
amazing.
Line with that confidence. This is why I say he's got pent-up anger.
Yeah.
Hike to Vistas.
He hiked to Vistas and made out.
I didn't say it like that.
Yes, you did.
We hiked to Vistas and we made out.
That's how you said it.
No, I said, yeah, we trucked up a 14er.
There he is. There
trucked
he
up
is.
A 14er.
What's the difference between Hinge and the others?
I don't want to. I think Hinge is better. The people on Hinge seem to be better.
Hinge, the dating app?
Yeah.
What's the difference between the apps? Like, did they have to reach out to you?
No. You just like stuff. They like write stuff about who they are. You can like that, whatever. Just seems like they're, I don't know, better people. On
quality.
That. Yeah.
Quality's better.
Mm-hmm.
Shane, boy, you ever try the apps?
Fucking, you're nodding off.
I'm all right.
You ever try the apps?
I tried the apps. We talked about it. I tried the apps for like 24 hours.
That's it?
Yeah, I deleted them right away.
It's bad. It is bad, to be honest.
Yeah, I hated it. I felt bad about it. I don't like it.
Why'd you feel bad?
I mean, I talked to a couple of people. It was like pretty fresh off that breakup.
Yeah.
And so
we weren't ready.
I would talk to people and I'd just be like, do you want to meet up? And then I'd be like, I can't. I did that to like three different people and then I was like, this sucks.
Yeah, so much of it is that, is like you like scan through. First of all, that's like a crazy.
It's disgusting. The fucking this shit is fucking, that fucking,
yeah.
I don't like that.
You know, like they say like when you take salvia or whatever, you live like a whole lifetime in like 15 minutes. I feel like anytime I'm scanning through there, I'm just imagining my whole life with
each
woman.
One.
Yeah. That's, and I'm just like, my eyes must just be crazy.
Have you ever had a relationship based on like that you met online?
Just this week.
That's it though? Yeah. I mean, besides her.
I had one. Yeah, I had one before that.
Just
it was
one?
Like a Bumble one. What? Yeah.
Just wondering.
Yeah.
You're on a bit of a streak, right?
Yeah, but only a relationship.
I'm just like,
oh, yeah,
is this
yeah.
All right to talk about?
Yeah. Only relationship. Yeah, I got. Yeah, I spent two months, I think, in a deep hole of
bunch of deep holes.
Dating apps. What?
Bunch of deep holes. There's Big A. Woke your ass up. You're just fucking over there falling asleep.
Well,
yeah, it's terrible. It's a total time suck. When you start doing it, you have a personality, but then. A month in, you're just like a empty.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Well, not. I'm talking about your soul here, Tony.
Oh, well, that's.
I can't.
Money,
yeah.
So. It's like. No, I hear you because you see people that crush it on Tinder and shit, and it's just they like there's like a cheat code.
It becomes it's like
here's
the
what
same.
I say. I send this GIF. I send this dumb joke.
Yeah, it's
take him to this bar. It's odd.
It's like watching like a hack comedian
crush every time.
Yeah.
It's like this guy sucks.
Right, but they just but they know how to work. Yeah, certain rooms, and they just yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
It is a thing that you, yeah, you develop. And you stop, like, if you're always going on dates, you stop, like, watching things, experiencing life.
Yeah.
Except when you're up in the mountains.
Yes, dude.
Oh, man. New Chris is so fucking gay, dude. You guys should have seen this guy last week.
He was a
fucking nightmare to be around. Now he's like, unless you're up in the mountains, falling in love at vistas.
It's amazing. Do you really like the hiking, though? Like, is that, like, a real...
I was surprised at how much I like... Why? We were just running through the woods. It was like... it was like Pocahontas.
Get the fuck out of here.
We were running through the woods together. Oh, yeah.
Did she lead you because she knew the trail?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
It was great.
God,
I knew you were going to
say. I hope you understand how fucking old that would get.
What is she running? Like 3 miles an hour? There's no way she can run.
Yeah, it's slow.
Turn on the jet.
Yeah.
No, it's just,
you kill her like you're running on a track.
Yeah, the wind's ripping through the trees. It's just me and her.
Wow. I wish a fucking grizzly came out, like a fucking Revenant.
I was trying to act.
He turned her up and he went right back on Hinge.
Oh.
She's she's trying to gargle through her fucking trachea blood.
She kept saying that. I was actually really scared when we were in the woods. And she, like,
outlines and shit?
Yeah, she'd be like, well, we may see like a black bear, but they're not.
More scared of you than you are of
them. It's like, I don't think so. I think bears kill things, everything.
Like bears throw coffee. You know what I mean? How you doing?
There's that whistle. There's that fucking whistle.
No, I'm happy for you, man. I think that's great. I think,
yeah, I mean, it's about to get bad when we start dealing with the fact that, you know, we can't fly out to
Boulder. Let me take this one.
Yeah.
Let me try to handle this guy. Let me talk to this terrorist.
Mike's back.
Mike.
Hey, listen, got to be honest with you. The guy on the end. Are you the the person that Arnold Schwarzenegger's wife fucking the maid fucked? Because you look
when you come on with this much heat, you should like write it down first.
No, I don't really give a rat's ass.
So that you can get it out.
Let me tell you,
give a rat's ass. Hell yeah, Mike. Like, bury these pussies.
You ever poach a girl like. In the human scenario and say, hi, how are you doing? Trying to pick her up?
Yeah.
Or you do the app thing?
No, I've approached people in real life, too.
Usually doesn't
people
go well.
That like boys and girls? How old
were
they?
Ooh, Mike got you there, dude.
Coming in hot, dude. Coming in hot. 1-0.
Yeah, I've never approached any boys.
I'm not saying that. You just said that. You just
we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Well, you avoid, you know,
I've seen you approach
counselor and all
boys.
That shit to begin with. So let me tell you something.
Yeah, actually, yeah. No, I mean, are there tickets involved?
How you doing?
What?
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 That's right. There you go.
Mike.
It's like on a switch. Say, what?
No, I wasn't listening to you.
If you walk up to a girl.
Mike, stop.
Listen to me.
No, you listen to me. Mike.
Walk up to a girl and say hi in a bar, okay? You ever do that?
Yeah.
And
it works.
Give her your shot down?
Yeah.
And what happened?
My feelings
get
hurt.
Lesbian, like, you know.
Why do you want this to go bad? I don't know.
No, it's not bad. I just want to.
I've done that.
No, I've had. In your life because you're so in love with yourself, okay?
Ooh.
You probably grease yourself up and jerk off in a mirror. Okay, and then sit there and come in it and then scrape off the shavings of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
God, you suck, Mike.
No, Mike, you're the best, dude. Fuck these haters.
No.
I mean, because
suck so
like,
bad.
Oh, yeah, I'm all about this and I'm all about that and everything. Hey, listen, walk up to a girl like
Do we even allow this fucking dildo to call in and ruin all?
What's the matter? You're angry, Pope?
You
oh,
suck.
Angry Pope. I'm angry.
No, you suck.
Angry Mike, but you seem to be angry at me.
We'd appreciate if you came here with some type of message that could jump into the conversation.
Mike.
What am I, a preacher?
Mike,
I'm
when was the last time?
I'm paying for this.
Mike.
Answer me.
Mike.
Mike, you got a good point, dude. I support you.
Shut the fuck up.
And then Pope going, hey, fuck him.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck
Mike.
Him.
Fuck Tommy, dude. Mike's the best.
Dude, you're such
Mike.
Keep drinking, Pope.
We're all drinking, Mike, and apparently so are you.
Mike.
Dude, you got a hard-on for me. I'm a Cowboy fan. I hate the fucking Philadelphia Eagles. They suck.
Oh. Mike, when was the last time you approached a lady and said, hey, my name's Mike?
Last time I chipped a shovel because I fucking buried her.
Okay, that's right, Pope. Keep interrupting me with your anger.
How'd it go? How'd it go the last time you did it?
Is this six? I feel like this is six. This is six.
You did not call in when six was here.
We can go back.
Bottom line is, I can approach any woman and talk to her and have a conversation with her.
Are you married?
Unlike Pope, who takes duct tape around her mouth.
Oh, God, shut up with your terrible jokes. Are you married, Mike?
Married? What, are you fucking serious? I love my money. I fucking get married for it.
You seem...
All right. I think this has run its course, but thank you, dude. You're the best. I love it.
Holy fuck, dude.
No. No more busting jobs from the callers.
We've had enough.
Yeah. Race one night. Give him Christ. Give him 30 seconds. Go, dude.
Can't be any worse.
Give him 30 seconds. Fire away.
What's up, boys?
What up, boy?
Yo, that guy fucking Mike blew.
Right? Dude, sucks.
Enough of that guy.
God, right forever.
Yo, what up, O'Connie?
Yo, what up?
Good Irish boy.
Hey, how's it going?
Hell yeah.
He listens to the cast.
Oh, he does?
I can tell. Yeah, you can tell. You're O'Connie,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, what's going on?
O'Connie. What's up, guys? Yo, great show.
Thanks, dude.
I want to see McCuskey's fucking fat white butt up in there.
He don't travel. McCuskey don't travel.
Oh, you're a fucking homo.
He don't come out of his fucking den.
Oh, man.
You can promise him
yo,
hiking.
Tommy.
Yeah.
Yo, I didn't show you no love last time. You guys, yo, I checked out the Delco videos. Those things are mad funny.
Oh, thanks,
shout
man.
Shout out fucking Delco proper fucking.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's just awesome. Yo, you guys, I saw Sodi out in Long Island a couple weeks ago. You guys got to come out.
Oh, shit, at Governor's?
Is that where you're at?
Yeah.
Are you in Long Island?
I was supposed to be out there.
I'm not far from you guys. I'm out in Belrose, but I work on Long Island.
Oh, nice.
So you went to Governor's that weekend?
What's up?
You were at Governor's that weekend?
Yeah,
I was supposed to go, but me and O'Connie went out to the Michigan game instead.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Man, gay.
That was a good time.
It was pretty gay. Actually, Chris tried to fuck a dude.
Yeah.
Is this trying
to fuck a dude?
Oh, yeah,
well, I was trying to get tickets.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
you didn't have a ticket?
We didn't have tickets. It was the night before the game. And,
all right, we're going to say goodbye, bro, and then I want to hear Chris tell his gay story.
Thanks, buddy.
You're the best. I love you.
Thanks for calling him. Wait, what?
Yeah, he tried to fuck a guy for Notre Dame Michigan tickets.
I wasn't gonna fuck him.
You traveled all the way to Notre Dame.
Yeah, without tickets.
Without tickets.
Never have tickets.
Every year?
We
go
out
every year.
Yeah, go out to the usually the biggest game early in the season.
It's not the first game. It's whatever the biggest game is.
Yeah, last year was week two. It was Notre Dame Georgia. This year was week one. Notre Dame Michigan.
You guys get all pickled.
Before it was Notre Dame Texas.
And you just walk around the.
Yeah, you can just get tickets right before the game.
Your tickets were amazing. I saw the pictures.
Yeah, that was Chris's tickets. Doing. I think. What did you do to get those? I wasn't around.
No, that was a clean transaction.
That was clean?
Yeah. That was just,
but yeah, we got fucked up at a bar on Friday, and Chris, what'd you do, dude?
You went hard in the paint with this boy?
Yeah, well.
I look over. Hold on. Chris is wearing a button down all night. He's got his hair just like this. Everything's fine.
Great hair.
I look over.
Thank you.
I look over. Chris has got the little extra unbuttoned one more.
Unbuttoned a little bit.
Hair straight up.
He's got his I Need Tickets shirt on.
Yeah, and he's talking to this old gay man.
Clearly old gay man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, he was hitting on me pretty hard. He said he didn't have tickets.
But I can get them.
But he could get them.
They're in my den.
Yeah, so...
he's my pillow.
So then Chris gives him his fucking cell phone number.
Gave my number.
Let's ask him right now, see if he's up.
No, he definitely is. And
he would definitely respond.
He lives in New York. He's like a wealthy dude who like flies out to those games.
Damn.
Every week. Yeah,
I might fucking... I'll suck this guy's dick.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You blow an old man for Notre Dame tickets.
I would never do anything sexual, but I'll go right up into that line.
Would you send
I'll get
nudes?
Those tickets. What?
You send nudes.
No.
You wouldn't?
I'm never going to put a picture of me naked online, ever.
Well, what if it's buttoned down? To the kneecap. Nobody knows who it is, pal.
No.
Show him your bod.
No. Oh, I don't have a good body.
You got a hiking bod right now, kiddo. You are fucking mile high hot.
No.
Yeah.
I mean,
I have a decent silhouette.
You got Andy Stanford this weekend.
I have a decent silhouette, but the actual body is not good.
Yeah? It's all facade?
I got like a belly.
Real nice frame. Is this what the gay guy saw? The old gay man was like, I will buy.
That was in a nice button-down shirt, yeah.
All right, so we're moving on from that gay experience that Chris had to one more that I'd really like to bring up.
Really quickly. I'm sorry. Did you get the tickets from that guy? Is that
No. But he was texting me all night.
He was texting us all night, and then we went to a tailgate the next day that guy actually was at. And then, like, all of a sudden, they're...
Wait, the old guy was there by chance?
By chance.
Yeah. That's fucking insane.
Yeah. Making eyes.
Speaking of sports, guys.
We still didn't have tickets, so I was thinking...
Yeah, get right into it. Slide right in, dude. The way that guy wanted to slide right into Chris.
Really important.
Yeah.
You bet at all?
No.
Hold on.
No.
By the way.
But my baby girl does. She had to take a break.
Does she?
Really? She's a gambler?
She's a gambler?
Yeah. Oh, man.
What's her name?
She went to the International Pizza Festival.
That's not betting, dude. That's not fucking betting.
Wait. She went to the International Pizza Festival, which also aligned with March Madness.
Oh.
She got a little wild. Yeah.
Come on, Wildcats.
She lost. She was $6,000 in debt. She was like, I got in a little bit of trouble.
What? Well, it's just funny. Damn, normally dumb girls crush March Madness. Right? I know, she's them because their colors are
good. Cowboys are better than Cougars.
All right, so before we get into this, by the way, so far I'm 3-for-3 on Notre Dame against the spread this year.
It's terrible.
No, what are you talking about?
What are you bragging about? It's fucking 50%.
3-for-3.
Oh, okay, that's 100%.
There was a 3 in there. There's zero. There's no 50%.
There's a 3-3. I forgot how many games there were.
Oh, okay. 3-for-3 right now. All right. Come on. If you're watching this, give me a favor.
What are you talking about?
What are you, fucking idiot? Look, Notre Dame Stanford this weekend. This has been the toughest one. I knew last week they were going to fucking handle the shit against Wake. I knew the week before
Have
was.
They played
tough
anyone that's
Andy.
Like good.
Yeah, they beat Book? Michigan. Week
what do you
one.
Think about Ian Book?
Book came in and balled out. So that's going to be the big question this weekend against Stanford at home at night. Notre Dame tends to fucking suck a dick against Stanford and just blow the game. This year is going to be different. Take the Irish with the points.
What's the spread?
I think 3.
3.
I'm taking ND.
Well, you know who to bet with?
At
DSI. That's who you bet with. Bet DSI.
Is that
if you want to double your money, guaranteed. Because obviously football season's underway, and last weekend was a great opportunity to make some dough. And I guess you didn't double your money because you probably didn't bet.
I didn't.
Yeah,
bet
we
last
should.
Week. I didn't.
Our friends at BetDSI are making that possible this football season when you register with the promo code PROPER100 and help you get started with some extra bang for your buck. BetDSI is offering to double your money on the first deposit. Deposit to start winning, and you can get up to $2,500 free. Double your money right from the get-go when you use promo PROPER100. BetDSI, when it comes to football, has odds on everything you could ever imagine. NFL, NCAA, MLB, NBA, UFC, esports, all global sports, even politics, celebrities, reality shows. If it's happening, BetDSI will put a line on it. They've been online for 20 years, and they've built an impeccable reputation. Great service, fast payment, combined with an excellent mobile interface that you can play, win, and get paid anytime, anywhere.
Killing it right now.
Yeah, dude. I'm
killing
fucking
this,
crushing
Reed.
This, dude.
Killing this.
You know you're ready to win, right, Chain?
I'm ready.
When you join BetDSI today using promo code PROPER100, you already won. You double your bankroll.
You already won?
Yeah, straight away, dude. Woo. Fucking straight away. That's promo code PROPER100 to get in action and get paid. Don't stand on the sidelines this season. You got to be in it to fucking win it. Enjoy the games that much more when you play BetDSI.
Wow.
Woo!
Wow.
One take Tommy. Wow. That's what they say these days.
Wow.
One take Tommy.
What a read.
I feel what good about read. That, dude.
You should.
You got a little board in the middle.
Yeah, it's a long read.
No. You know what I did there? I brought down the energy so it was more realistic. That's what I did. I didn't get bored at all, Chris. I was fucking in the moment.
You should fuck him up.
Yeah, no, I'm fucking. You know what it is? It's he's getting used to the elevation difference. So he's coming back down.
My ears are still fucked up. Apparently, 14 years old.
Apparently, your eyes are fucked up too because you didn't see that crush. That was a fucking crush.
Yeah, that was a crush.
You did it?
That was a
total
home
crush.
Run.
All
right. Well, good work.
Home easy.
Good work. I haven't seen the other reads.
Yeah, they've been rough. Yeah, that was a good one for us. That was as good as it could have ever gone.
Sorry.
Before, because we're getting close to the end of this, and I wanted Chris, I wanted to make sure Chris told this story because this is fucking wild. Chris and I have lived together. He's one of my best friends.
About him blowing another dude?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. For real.
I just pictured him blowing the dude who killed himself on the track.
This is, so all of a sudden we're just, you know, we did stand up together. He gets on stage and tells this fucking story, and I'm just, I was like, next, just like, what? What'd you fucking say, dude? So what happened here? You're a young boy experimenting.
Yeah, I was a young guy. Did you guys have boners when you were little?
How little?
From time immemorial.
Yeah.
Always
that
moment you can remember. Always
NRBs,
had
NRBs. NRBs. It's a no reason boner.
Yeah.
An NRB. Usually catch them in church. If you're a Catholic.
I had reasons. School. Push them you against the belt tuck.
Yeah, the tuck. The tuck method.
The old flip over the buckle.
The old tuck method.
I had reasons. Even when I was like really little, I had reasons.
Yeah, that's where you're weird.
I don't think so.
I know you are.
You never, like, I would just stay up at night just thinking about women.
How old?
As long, far back as I can remember.
Like 8 years old.
Three, four. Yeah.
You had boners when you were three?
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah, you got a fucked up.
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. He's got fucking something deep inside. Yeah, he's got anger.
You have those? I don't think everyone has them.
No. Physically, something's wrong with you.
No, dude.
I don't think so.
Yeah, no. Dude, if you're getting hard at three.
Your bird will flop up and fill with fluids, but it's not because you're thinking of some third grader that you sit next to.
No, I wasn't. I would think about adult women.
I remember third grade was the first time I started thinking about
Shane,
fucking chips.
I have a theory, and you're ruining it.
Sorry.
Second grade. You don't just flip up.
Second grade. What are you, a fucking
weirdo? No, I would think about that.
So fucking weird, dude. You suck.
I would think about that scene in Top Gun.
What? Fucking weird shit. All
right. You guys never had...
I
had boners that mattered to you before you could come, right?
Yes.
I mean, I've rubbed it, like on a fucking...
Right, but you weren't just, like, thinking of nothing.
Yeah, that's an NRB.
Before sixth grade, I had no instinctive thought. There was no, like...
I think it was all instinctive.
No, it was all instinctive. I'm sorry. There was no purposeful thought. Like, I wasn't thinking of an individual or...
Up until sixth grade, you never had a...
No.
No,
I never thought, like, oh, I want to fuck Miss Sandora. That came, like...
No, it wasn't like that. It wasn't...
Sandora.
I would, like, I would just stay up thinking about women being, like, nice to me. Like, reading me a story or something.
And you would get a boner?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, just like I would think.
Well, this isn't what I wanted to talk about. Get to it.
That's what. No, he's setting it up for.
I know, but look at the.
I know what he's doing.
Okay, well, how much time do we have left?
Oh, you got to go, but we don't.
Well, anyway, when I was five, I was just like I was laying up at night thinking about. Yeah, I just had a boner, and I was having a sleepover with my buddy, and not Shane, I was basically talk to him about like, does he get boners like this too? And so I was like, yo, man, do you ever just have a boner you can't get rid of? And he was like, yeah, totally. And then he didn't skip a beat. He was like, we should suck each other's dicks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. He had, like, an older brother that I think was weird.
Wait, that has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, no, it does. It does.
Yeah, that's how he learned it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's a
his older brother was like,
yeah. Well, no, the older brother was like showing him porn, I think, and like crazy shit. My older brother was
Jesus.
Not.
Jesus.
So anyway, he was like, we should suck each other's dicks. And I was like, all right. I didn't think that was like crazy, really. And
how old were you?
Five. I was like, this is.
Are we talking about 2 5-year-olds?
Wait, yeah.
Do we have to take off the not gay button? Like, is this.
No, so anyway, so we're five and we start 69ing.
It's removed forever.
We started 69ing, me and this kid.
No.
Yeah, yeah. And we were five. So we couldn't come. So we're just 69ing for like 45 minutes.
Oh my God. Just two little tadpoles.
Yeah, which is long enough for like parents to walk in and find out what you're doing.
Did that happen?
45. Yeah.
Somebody walked in and saw you and your buddy 6'9" sucking each other's dicks at five.
Yeah, my mom walked in.
How do you not start the conversation with something like this?
Well, because that's how you tell a story, Tommy. You don't start with the climax.
No, I mean as soon as you walked on screen. On screen. I mean, tonight.
What?
You should have just walked in and go, hey, I got something to tell you. I 6'9" my 5-year-old buddy.
It's not the first thing I want to talk about every time, especially on this show.
Holy
shit. Also, how about, like, every time you hear a story of, like, a mother that put their kids in the car and just let it roll into the lake?
Yeah.
Definitely caught them 69 in.
Ooh, boy.
Like, sit in the back seat. I'm putting this thing in neutral. Running down the old boat ramp in the lake, Quam, or whatever the fuck lake you used to
go. So how did it end? I'm sorry.
So my mom walked in and, like, just ripped the covers off. I mean,
so it's a fork.
Yeah,
I
mean, we didn't think what we were doing was wrong, but we knew the public might not be ready for this little science experiment we were doing.
The public was not ready.
Yeah, we were like, let's keep this under wraps. So she came in, she, like, ripped the covers off and was, like, bummed. Was bummed out. She was mad. And she left in, like, a huff.
Wait, she didn't stop you guys?
No, she just stormed out. And
fuck
then,
yeah.
Yeah, and then I wasn't into dudes ever, so then it just never came up.
So that never happened again?
Yeah.
Wait, she's never...
It was a one-time thing?
One-time thing.
For some reason, I thought it was two.
Oh, with the same kid?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that happened a couple of times.
Well, you suck this in.
Well, my mom never caught us again.
She still let the dude sleep over? She was like, oh, here comes Ricky, fucking...
Well,
no, she tried to be good about it.
Frogmouth Ricky.
Was he... Who... Do you remember who was on top?
I think we took turns. But, yeah, I was definitely...
Generous lover.
I appreciate one of those sessions. Yeah.
What a fucking crazy thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a wild one. But yeah.
What the fuck, dude? I knew the story and it hurts to hear again.
Why? I know this story and I am hard as fuck.
Yeah, you guys never did any weird shit when you were kids?
Yeah, I've done some weird shit.
What'd you do?
I'm not fucking saying that.
Why? Why?
I'm not a fucking idiot. I'm not gonna tell people.
Dude,
that.
You gotta tell. You break it down.
Holy fuck! Whoa. That's so great.
Are you ashamed of it?
Yeah.
I'm not.
You should have some shame on this.
I don't.
Shame on you.
It was an important lesson.
I'm giving your mom a fucking password to Compound Network to let her watch this.
Did she ever bring this up? She never talked to you again?
No, we never. There's no way. What do you say? She did.
But she knows this happened.
When I was, well, like, at the time, I think, like, a couple of days later, she was like, look, if you got questions about that stuff, talk to your dad about it. And I was like, there's no way that's fucking happening.
I'll say something fucked up to support this.
Yeah.
Because I remember, so do you think parents are used to seeing, you have multiple siblings? Do you have other brothers?
Yeah, I have an older brother, yeah.
So do you think they experience things with him where they're just like, it's just kids being fucking weirdos alone?
Yeah. Like, fucking, yeah, kids have, like, fucking, I was talking to my brother about this, actually, because he's got a baby boy. He's got, like, I have a nephew. And
what do you think of that kid?
Kid's great.
All right. Why don't you keep your distance from that boy? You got a fucking track record.
You're out of your fucking
I'm out of my mind?
Dude. Yeah, you're out of your mind.
You're out 69 and boys, dude. Chris left out the fact that kid was five. Chris was 13? A sophomore.
No, it's 2 5-year-olds exploring each other's bodies.
Gross, dude. God damn. Mike from Manhattan's going nuts. I knew he was a faggot.
I tried to tell him. Everybody thought I was being a dick.
He doesn't call back in.
This guy's 6'9 and 5-year-old cocks. Wait, and so I'm the dick.
What was the weird thing that you did when
I shared a bedroom with my brother. And I remember I was like probably around 5 or 6 as well.
Yeah.
Before we went to bed, we started like dancing. And it was like I could visually see it was like a slow dance type
dancing?
Thing. My brother and I. And we're in our underwear. And my dad walks in. Because my dad always used to like walk in, like we would play like sock baseball and shit. Like we would just fuck around and like break things. And
yeah,
it would get to the point where my dad was just, he had enough of dancing. He was just upset. And he walked in on us like being like emotionally close and like dancing. And he took his belt off and he beat the fuck out of us. And that's why I remember. If he was just like, hey, stop dancing, I would have never remembered that memory. But I remember that we were in our tighty whities, like small little underwear. I mean, we weren't sucking each other's dick, Chris. So
I don't know. This sounds weirder than that.
Really? Is that what you're going to do right now?
Dancing,
I was actually supporting
slow
you.
Slow dancing with your brother in your underwear?
It was
a bit. Fucking bizarre. At least I was sucking like a sort of stranger's dick.
I had intent.
Yeah, I only knew him like a few years or whatever, a couple of months.
Right. That's great, man. Thanks for sharing. Shane's got... clearly,
come on, man.
Times
open
worse.
Up.
The show's
open
over,
up.
Man.
Open up. Dude. I know you have them.
No, I don't have any weird ones.
I see you in an animal.
What?
Yeah, I see
what
you.
What an aggressive.
Yeah, yeah.
Thing,
I see
I
you.
Never
in,
fucked
I see you in an animal.
Did that ever catch you beating off? Did that ever catch you beating off?
No one ever caught me. I'm undefeated.
Yeah. Actually, I didn't get caught by my family. I got caught like after, like real life. Like once you leave home, I got caught by like adults that I respect. The house that we live in.
Adults you respect caught you.
This comic Jesse Joyce is a very funny guy. I was sleeping on the couch before I had a room at our apartment, and I was just hammering off, and he bucked around the corner of the kitchen. And he got me hard, and then I had to for the next 3 weeks before he left, just pretend like, yeah, I wasn't just.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bummer. How did he handle that?
He didn't say anything about it.
Well, why not just bring it up if you saw it?
I don't even know if he did see it, but it was so apparent. You know when you come away from the light and then go in the darkness, your eyes have to adjust?
Yeah.
He didn't see me playing whack-a-mole. But
Chris left his flashlight in the shower once, and then one time I watched him, he brought it out in the hallway. And it spilled on the fucking ground.
Oh.
He was like, it's just
I didn't
water.
Know this.
And I was
no.
That's fucking disgusting, dude. It's like, it's soapy water.
Yeah, I just washed
it. It came out of your fleshlight.
I didn't know this. They gave me a fleshlight here about a month ago.
Yeah.
And I used it. It's amazing. I didn't know that when you squirt there's a hole at the bottom, at the top of the So all the oils and stuff go through the canister from the flesh insert into the plastic. So when you
Yeah.
You're not just blowing loads into a fleshlight, right?
Yeah, you got a fucking nut in there.
You come off in that?
Yeah, definitely come in it.
Yeah, absolutely. And the hole in the back, you're supposed to adjust the top to change the suction level.
That's what it's for.
It's like an air thing. Yeah.
Because the whole time it's a lot of.
Oh, you had the top all the way on?
Yeah.
Oh my god,
this is fucking amazing.
Especially with that rod.
You can't do that.
You gotta open that.
That is a big deal because I started getting.
Yeah, because all the lube gets pulled up and then
choked.
It dried out. Yeah, it's terrible.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta.
God, what a guest. What a guest.
Yeah. Yeah. Learn stuff.
Yeah,
I forgot about
like this was it. This
all
was
of that.
Success.
Fuck yeah, Chris. Well, thanks for coming on,
so
buddy.
Yeah.
So you have any shows or anything you want to?
Yeah, I'm at Helium in Philly next weekend, the 4th, 5th, or whatever. With
4th and 6th.
Yeah, with Tim Dillon and nice. John McKeever. I think.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Funny boy.
Friend of the show.
It's great
to show John McKeever.
Yeah.
The God.
Yeah.
This Saturday. I'm at the House of Blues in Boston, so September 29th, and then...
Which is an awesome show, by the way. That's a great show.
I gotta wrap it up. I don't give a fuck.
You hate promoting yourself.
Next weekend, New Mexico and Arizona. No one cares. Weekend after that, D.C. Draft House. I don't know. What do you got?
This weekend, I'll be in Delco, Morton, Delaware County, and go to... Compound Media to watch old shows.
Oh yeah,
on our show dates. But thank you guys. That was cool.
Yeah,
was a good one.
That was a good one. Are we done?
Yeah,
we're done, man. They cut us off.
No,
we just keep talking, and then eventually they just cut us off. Yeah,
man,
usually how it works.
You said that shit, dude.
What?
It's awesome.
I feel good
that's
about
so
it.
Fucking
part
good.
Of my act at this point. So.
How tall are you? I want to see if we 6'9" appropriately, like a good length.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the mouth and the